Welcome back to our Nach Yomi series on Sefer Yirmiyahu. In today's show, we're studying Perek Lamed Chet, chapter 38. And once again, we're going to find another very interesting story about the life and almost the death of Yirmiyahu. Recall from the last chapter that Yirmiyahu was put under house arrest in this area called Chatzer Matara, this courtyard where they kept political prisoners. And for Yirmiyahu, this was an upgrade from the jail cell he was in before where he almost died. And he was given a loaf of bread a day to stay alive. But while he was in Chatzer Matara, it seems that Yirmiyahu did not stop talking, and many of the officers in Yerushalayim and the political leaders didn't like what he was saying. Today's chapter begins with a very short story about how a group of politicians who overhear what Yirmiyahu is talking about want him dead. Pasuk Aleph. Vayishma Shfatiah ben Matan, Ugdayahu ben Pashchur, Viuchah ben Shlemayahu, uPashchur ben Milkiah. These are the four politicians, or important people, who heard what Yirmiyahu was saying. They overheard or heard what Yirmiyahu was telling the people as follows. God claims once again, anyone who remains in the city of Yerushalayim, in the city, is going to die. How are they going to die? Either by sword or by famine or by plague. But if someone deserts the city and defects to the Kazdim, he'll stay alive. And then he will keep his soul as his booty, basically meaning, if you turn yourself over to the Babylonians and leave the city, you'll stay alive. If you stay loyal to Yerushalayim, you're going to die. It's quite clear why saying this in public in Yerushalayim is considered treason. And therefore, these people get very angry. And Yirmiyahu continued to say, Ko amar Adonai, again, this is the word of God, Hanoton tinatein ha'irazot, this city is indeed going to be given over to the armies of the king of Bavel, and they're going to capture it. So these ministers who overheard this tell the king, "You matna et ha'ishaze. This man, Yirmiyahu, must be put to death. He's weakening the hands of the men of war who have remained in the city, that gidei kolam. And he's also weakening the hands of all the people in this city by saying these things, as you've heard. This man, Yirmiyahu, doesn't care about the good of the people. He doesn't care about the peace of the city. Rather, he only wants to bring upon it evil. In other words, they're saying Yirmiyahu is public enemy number one. He's ruining our war effort. And for the sake of Yerushalayim, he has to be put to death. We can't allow him to stay in Chatzar Matara and continue delivering these words. He's weakening the morale of the people. Pasuk Hey. Ve'yomer ha'melech Tzidkiyahu, hinehu bi'edchem. Tzidkiyahu can't say anything anymore. He tells him, you know what? He's in your hands. Ki ein ha'melech yuchal etchem davar. The king can't get anything past you. It seems like Tzidkiyahu is saying, I'd rather he stay alive. However, the ministers, they've had it with Yirmiyahu. They want him dead. The king says, I can't control my own ministers. Do what you want. So these ministers took Yirmiyahu. They threw Yirmiyahu into this pit, the pit of Malkiyahu, the son of the king. We're not sure who this Malkiyahu is. He was someone from the royal family. And he had a very deep pit in Chatzer HaMatara. That's what they threw Yirmiyahu into this deep pit in Chatzer HaMatara. And notice the words, which is very reminiscent of how the Chumash tells the story of how they threw Yosef into the boar. And there in Chumash it says, Vabor rek em b'maim. Here we have something quite similar. Vayishachul et Yirmiyahu b'chavalim. They lower Yirmiyahu down into the pit with ropes. They're not going to throw him down so he dies. That would be first degree murder. Instead, they're going to lower him down with these ropes in the hope that he'll die from starvation within a couple of days. Very similar again to what happened with Yosef and his brothers. Ubabor ein maim. In the pit, there's no water, just like by Yosef. Ki imtit, only a lot of mud. And Yirmiyahu began to drown in the mud in the bottom of this pit. It seems like this was once a pit that was dug to store water. Now it's empty, but there's a lot of muck on the bottom. And Yirmiyahu is very low down. He obviously can't climb out. There's no food. There's no water for him to drink. Had no one done anything, Yirmiyahu would have been dead within a day or so. But now someone comes to his rescue in Pasuk Zayin. Vayishma Eved Melech Hakushi, Ish Saris, a certain person who was a servant of the king, his name was Eved Melech Hakushi. He was a eunuch, a saris. He was in the king's house. Kinanut Yirmiyahu el Abor. He heard that they threw Yirmiyahu into this pit. Vamelech Yosheh b'shar Binyamin. In the meantime, the king was not in his palace, wasn't nearby, and he was at the northern gate of the city in Shar Binyamin, probably overseeing the war efforts. Vayitzei Eved Melech mi Beit HaMelech. So Eved Melech left the palace of the king near Chatzar HaMatara, where Yirmiyahu was in prison. Vaydaber el HaMelech lemor. He went to Shar Binyamin to tattletale on what was happening and begged the king to save Yirmiyahu. And listen to what he says. Pasuk Tet. Adoni HaMelech, my lord the king. Hereu Hanashima ele et kol asher asu li Yirmiyahu anavi et asher ishlichu el abor. These men, these ministers who want him dead, they've been more wicked to Yirmiyahu than anyone beforehand by throwing him into this pit. Vayomat tachta b'bnei harav. He's going to die there from famine. Kein ha'lechem od ba'ir. There's no bread in the city, nothing to feed him there. And if we don't do something, Yirmiyahu is going to die. So Eved Kushi tells the king, we've got to do something. Vaytzaveh ha'melech et Eved Melech ha'kushi le'mor. So the king commands Eved Melech as follows. Kach b'yadcha mizneh shloshim anashim. There's a royal command to help him save Yirmiyahu. So he tells him, take now with you 30 men. V'halita et Yirmiyahu hanavi min abor b'terem yamut. I'm giving you permission now to take 30 men to help you and lift Yirmiyahu out of the pit before he dies. Pasuk Yud Aleph. V'ikach Eved Melech et anashim b'yado. So Eved Melech gets 30 men together. V'yavo beit ha'melech el tachat ha'otzar. He goes to the king's palace and underneath some storage room. And in that storage room there'll be some old clothing and rags, etc. V'ikach misham b'loyei schavot u'v'loyei melachim. There's some worn out towels and rags that they're going to tie together to make a rope. V'yishalchim el Yirmiyahu el abor b'chavalim. They tie these together. They make a sort of a harness out of these rags, tie them together, and lower them down on a rope in order to save Yirmiyahu. Basically, we have a rescue mission here, saving Yirmiyahu from the pit. Now, Eved Kushi is going to tell Yirmiyahu how to get out. V'yomer Eved Melech HaKushi el Yirmiyahu. Eved Melech HaKushi tells Yirmiyahu as follows. Simna b'loyei haschavot v'hamelachim tachat atzilut yedecha mitachat l'chavalim. Put this harness that we made out of these worn-out rags and towels, tie them together and wrap them underneath your armpits. That'll form a harness by which we can lift you up. V'yas Yirmiyahu ken, and Yirmiyahu did so. V'yimshichu et Yirmiyahu b'chavalim. Notice again the same words like Mechirat Yosef. V'yimshichu, they pulled Yirmiyahu using these ropes out of the pit. V'yalu oto min abor, they lift him out of the pit. V'yishev Yirmiyahu b'chatzar ha'matara. And Yirmiyahu returns now back in the jail in the open courtyard called Chatzar ha'matara, where he was staying before. And there, he had enough food to survive and would not die inside the pit. Now that Yirmiyahu is out of the pit, Tzidkiyahu is hoping that now that he saved him, maybe Yirmiyahu might change his mind a little bit. So Tzidkiyahu is going to summon Yirmiyahu and ask him once again what's going to be with the city. Pasuk Yud Dalet. Vayishlach ha'melech Tzidkiyahu, vayikach et Yirmiyahu ha'navi ilav. King Tzidkiyahu sends now for Yirmiyahu, and Yirmiyahu comes to him, el mavo ha'shlishi asher b'beit Adonai, to a third entrance room. He meets Yirmiyahu in some office in the Beit HaMikdash. Vayomer ha'melech el Yirmiyahu, shoel ani otcha davar, al techached mimeni davar. The king tells Yirmiyahu, I'm going to ask you a question. Don't you dare hide from me anything. I want you to tell me the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Before he asks the question, Yirmiyahu interrupts and tells Tzidkiyahu as follows. If I tell you the truth, you're going to kill me. The last time I opened my mouth and said the city is going to fall to the Babylonians and anyone who leaves the city can save his life and anyone who fights is going to die. The last time I said that, they accused me of treason. They almost killed me. Now they took me out of jail, and now you're asking me to open my mouth again, so they're going to kill me again? He says, why should I answer you? If I answer you, I'm going to be put to death again. And if you want my advice, you're not going to listen to me anyhow. So Yirmiyahu says, why should I answer you? You're not going to listen to me, and if people do hear me, they're going to kill me, so why should I open my mouth? Pasuk Tetzayin. So the king was very interested to hear the truth from Yirmiyahu, and he swore to Yirmiyahu secretly as follows, Chai Adonai, et asher asal lanu, et hanefesh hazot im amitecha. Tzidkiyahu the king swears in God's name, the God who made this nefesh, and God who gave man a soul, he swears in God's name that he won't kill him. Vim etencha b'yad hanashim ha'ila, asher mevakshim et nafshecha, and he swears not only that the king himself won't kill him, the king will make sure that the ministers who want him dead won't kill him either. We see here that the king is protecting Yirmiyahu against the advice of all of his ministers. But he wants to hear from Yirmiyahu the word of God, and you can begin to see that Tzidkiyahu has not only a soft spot for Yirmiyahu, he's really worried that maybe what he's saying is true, Recall that all the false prophets, who Tzidkiyahu may be trusting, are telling the king we can fight Bavel. And Tzidkiyahu is very torn. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Vayomer Yirmiyahu et Tzidkiyahu. Ko amar Adonai Elohei Tzvot Elohei Yisrael. Yirmiyahu answers now Tzidkiyahu and says, this is the word of God, the God of Israel. Im yotzo teitzei el sarei melech Bavel v'chayta nafshecha. If you go out and surrender to the ministers of the king of Bavel, you will live. And the city will not burn down in fire. You and your whole household will remain alive. Yirmiyahu tells the king, you can save the city. Right now, go out and surrender. I've been telling you that for the last 10 years. I'm telling you again, surrender, you can save the city. If you don't surrender to the ministers of the king of Bavel, the Kasdim are going to take over the city. And they're going to burn it down. Bata lo timalet miadam, and you won't be able to run away from them. As we're going to see, the king runs away from the city before it's destroyed. He thinks he can get away. In fact, we're going to see a lot of officers leave the city. Tzidkiyahu asked for the true word of God, and Yirmiyahu told him exactly what's going to be. Vayomer ha-melech Tzidkiyahu el Yirmiyahu. After hearing this, King Tzidkiyahu is worried about a different problem, and he asks Yirmiyahu as follows: Ani doeg et ha-yudim asher naflu al ha-kasdim peni nu oti biadam vitaluluvi. I'm afraid, Tzidkiyahu says, that if I surrender to the Babylonians, they're going to hand me over to the Jews who have already defected to the other side, and they're going to abuse me. Now, if Tzidkiyahu surrenders and goes over to the Babylonians, Tzidkiyahu is afraid that those Jews who defected are now going to abuse the king to get him back for what they did to him. So Yirmiyahu is going to promise the king that will not happen. Pasachaf, Vayomer Yirmiyahu lo yitenu. Don't worry, Yirmiyahu says, the Babylonians will not give you over to those Jews who are going to abuse you. Shmana b'ko Adonai. Simply listen to the voice of God. L'asher ani dover elecha, that I'm telling you. Vaitav lecha utchi nafshecha. It'll be good for you and you can stay alive. Yirmiyahu is begging the king, surrender. Give up. If you don't surrender, the city is going to fall. You can save the entire city of Yerushalayim. You can save the Beit HaMikdash. Simply give in. V'ma'ena talatzet, if you're not going to go out, ze davar asher ani Adonai, this is what God has shown me, if you don't leave the city. Pasach Habet, v'inei chol anashim asher nisharu beveit melech Yehuda mutzaot el sarei melech Bavel. All the women, all the maidservants who remain in the palace of the king of Yehuda are going to be taken out to the ministers of Bavel. And as these maidservants are going to be taken out, they're going to be singing a song making fun of Tzidkiyahu. And here's what they're going to say. V'inei omrot, this is what they'll be singing and saying, hisitucha v'yachlu lecha anshei shlomecha. Your colleagues, Anshei Shlomecha, they tricked you. They're referring here to the other kings of the Middle East who enticed Tzidkiyahu to join this revolt. We recall back from Perek Chavzayin. In chapter 27, all the kings of the Middle East were meeting with Tzidkiyahu in Yerushalayim to plan this revolt. All of his neighbors were telling Tzidkiyahu, you can fight Bavel, we can beat them. And now the women are singing, your good old friends, they tricked you into this. And you fell for it. And now, Hadbu'u Vabots Raglecha Nosogu Achor. Your feet are drowning now in this mud, and they all went away and they've left you. They gave in to the Babylonians, and we took the brunt of the battle. We stood up and fought. We lost the battle, and no one came to our aid. In addition to this, Yirmiyahu continues, Vet kol nashecha vet banecha motzi'im el hakasdim. All your wives and all your children are going to be taken out to the Babylonians. Bata lo timalet miadam. Don't think you can get away. You're not going to be able to run away. Kiviyad melech bavel titafes. You're going to be caught by the king of Bavel. We know Tzidkiyahu tries to run away and he gets caught. And this city is going to be burnt down. After hearing these terrible words, Tzidkiyahu begs Yirmiyahu with one last request. Tzidkiyahu makes a deal with Yirmiyahu. No one can hear what you just said and you won't die. Listen to the tension that Tzidkiyahu was in. He wants to hear from Yirmiyahu. He's worried about what he has to say. He's not willing to kill Yirmiyahu for this. He doesn't accuse Yirmiyahu of treason. Maybe Yirmiyahu is right, but maybe he's wrong. But on the condition that he doesn't say this to anybody else, Tzidkiyahu promises to leave Yirmiyahu alive. V'chi yishmu ha-sarim ki dibarti itach. What's going to happen? As soon as Yirmiyahu leaves, everyone's going to know that Yirmiyahu and Tzidkiyahu are having this conversation. All the reporters are going to be there, and all the ministers are going to ask, "Nu, what did he say? What were you talking about?" V'yamru elecha, hagina na lanu, ma dibarta el ha-melech? They're going to tell you, please tell us what you talked about with the king. Don't hide anything and we won't kill you. Tell us what the king told you. They're going to edge Yirmiyahu on. They're going to want to find out from him, what was the king asking you? What were you talking about? The king is very afraid that Yirmiyahu is going to tell them the truth, and he doesn't want them to find out. And therefore, the king is going to tell Yirmiyahu to lie. V'yamrat alehem. Tell him as follows. Mapil ani tchinati lifnei ha-melech, levati hashiveni beit Yonatan lamut shama. Yirmiyahu is told by Tzidkiyahu, simply explain to the ministers who are going to ask you, what were you talking about? Just tell them that you came to petition to keep yourself in jail in Chatzar Matara, and not to put him into solitary confinement where he was before in Beit Yonatan, where he almost died before. In other words, the king is telling Yirmiyahu to lie to the Sarim and tell them he was only petitioning the king on a personal matter, and don't dare tell the people that the king wanted to find out from you what was going to be. Now, is Yirmiyahu allowed to lie here or not? I guess it's a case of Pikuach Nefesh, where he's told, if he tells the Sarim what the king said, the king will no longer protect him, and the Sarim for sure are going to kill him. So probably in a case like this, it was permitted for Yirmiyahu to lie, as we'll see now in Pasach Chavzayin. Vayavo kol ha-sarim el Yirmiyahu vayshalu oto. All the ministers came to Yirmiyahu, gathered around him, and asked him, "Nu, what did the king say?" Vayyei lehem k'chol ha-dvarim ha-ele asher tziva ha-melech. And he told them everything that the king told him about saying, I was only petitioning the king to stay in Chatzar HaMatara and not go back to my jail cell. Vayacharishu mimenu ki lo nishma ha-davar. So they stopped questioning him because he didn't give them any information, and the conversation between the king and Yirmiyahu was never heard. Just a little aside, this information proves that these chapters had to have been written and recorded only after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Yirmiyahu kept these details secret to himself. He wrote them down and he published it later after the Khorban, but clearly this chapter could not have been written before the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. It was something Yirmiyahu knew and wrote down afterwards, but it's quite clear that the book of Yirmiyahu in the form that we have it was written after the Khorban and after the events. Pasuk Chavchet. Vayeshev Yirmiyahu b'chatzar matara ad yom asher nikada Yerushalayim. Yirmiyahu stayed in this courtyard, chatzar matara, where the political prisoners were being kept, but he wasn't put back in a solitary confinement cell. He was able to have what to eat and what to drink in the meantime until the city was captured. Vayak asher nikada Yerushalayim. The second half of the pasuk is really an introduction to the next chapter, which will be the story of how Yerushalayim falls to the Babylonians.